Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Good afternoon and welcome to Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio. This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams, and What a beautiful day we're having here in Virginia Beach. The weather is like a nice fall, brisk day. And after a pretty tumultuous rainstorm, thunderstorm last night. And so we are excited to be on the Atlantic Ocean. Can you imagine that? From coast to coast. So welcome to Peace Talks. We have an exciting show today. Our first guest is going to be Dorothy Minham. Dorothy and her daughter Gina have been working very hard with Leonard Peltier and his case and have come on the station from time to time to keep us abreast of what's happening. Dorothy, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Dorothy. Listen, I wanted to, when we talked this week, I thought there was so much information happening that it would be really good to let our listening audiences kind of hear the updates in regards to Leonard and for you to, you know, just guide us in terms of what we need to continue to do. So welcome.
Thank you. As far as the update on Leonard, we're doing the walk for the Leonard Peltier Walk for Human Rights. It's going to kick off in California on the 18th of December. We're trying to have some updates. I am meeting with Dennis Banks, or talking to him on Monday. We're planning the reception and the beforehand event. We'll probably have some sweats beforehand and try to get the walkers all psyched up to and ready to walk for us, walk with us, and walk for human rights. So we're organizing across the country. There's a lot of people who are enthusiastic and ready to help out. We're trying to make everybody aware of the 25 constitutional violations that are listed with his case. We're also going to be taking forms across the country to sign for clemency for Leonard. We have a new attorney working on this case, James Craven, out of North Carolina. And as you know, Leonard has been recently moved from Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, to Coleman, Florida. I just talked to him this morning. Gina, don't even know that. I just talked to him this morning. He sounded pretty good. He said, you know, he's okay. He's just upset because he's so far away from all of us and, you know, doesn't get a chance to visit with anybody. So he said there are about, like, 12 other Native brothers there in prison with him. So he was sounding kind of comfortable. He's going to try to call back today, and I was hoping he would call during this time, but I don't know. You know, it's just up to everybody else when they're going to let him call. But we've got a lot going on. We're trying to raise money for the walk. We're trying to, you know, get vehicles. We're trying to get committed people, and we're looking for walkers.
Okay, well, let's put that call out. We're looking for walkers starting December 18th, going till July 4th. Is that right, Dorothy?
No, going until May 18th.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I'll make it longer, huh? Going to May 18th in Washington, D.C., is that right?
Yes, and we'll end it with a three-day powwow in Washington, D.C. I have some guy from Michigan who used to live in Washington who is planning. Nathan Phillips is planning the powwow there. And it sounds like we're going to have a lot of drums coming in for the powwow. We want to set up a lot of teepees. If there's people out there who have teepees, we want to set them up out there. He's getting the information together on where we'll be able to put the teepees up. He's getting the park secured. So there's just a whole lot that's going on right now and just trying to bring it all together.
Okay, well, we're gonna make sure we get that word out as we're walking. And we should have the website up, I think, by next week at least, so we can get information out to everybody and people will be able to make a contribution online. Is that right, once we get it up?
Yep. Yes. And
yeah.
their contributions will be tax deductible, as you know. Everything is in. We have the 501c3. So I didn't get the status back, but everything is filed, so we should be good to go.
All right. So I want everybody to really help follow this case. Dorothy, once you get Leonard's address so that we can keep letters going to Leonard, you know, please come back on. Let's share that information so that all those who have started writing can continue to do so and we can get some more people just to keep Leonard's spirits up and keep them high. Is that good?
We do have the address, Audrey. If you want that information now, we can give it to you. We have his new address in USP Coleman. Do you want the address?
Yeah, is that C-O-L? Maybe McCoy, thanks for being on the switchboard, being our producer today. Can you maybe put this in the chat room? So, Gina, go a little slower. Go ahead.
Okay. It would all the mail should be addressed to Leonard Peltier, and then his number behind his name is 89637-132, and it will be USP Coleman, Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, P.O. Box 1033, and that's Coleman, Florida, 33521.
Okay, we're going to get that up on the chat room. We're going to we'll get that up on our websites as well, so that that information will be available. Is there anything, we know we need walkers and runners, I'm sure you're going to have the runners as well, vehicles such as RVs, mobile homes, I guess trucks too, and whatever is available, right?
Yes, whatever is available. We're looking for a bus maybe or something that for the elders, because I know there's a lot of Native people that are elders that support him. They want to be there and take part. They want to participate, but they can't walk. So we wanted to have a bus or something comfortable for them to ride in, so they could feel like they're a part of this too.
Absolutely. Okay. So we're gonna get some just start getting that out to the public and see what we can do to generate some help. I would also recommend, if anybody's listening and you want to, once we have the site up, you can check back with us next Friday next Friday. If you have a gas card, you want to buy a $25 gas card and send it in, we'll have the address and information how you can do that, because we want to make sure, Dorothy, that you also have the, just from my experience with the walk, you want to make sure we can get some gas cards and stuff to help keep those vehicles running.
For sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anything else we should share at this point, or? I feel like we've covered everything. Gina, I know you got something to say.
Yes, I do. Actually, I am in charge of the route. I'm in charge of the route, and I have sent emails out to all the Leonard Peltier Defense Offense Committee support chapters in California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia. So I'm waiting on responses, but anyone in those states that, they want to come out, they want to support in some kind of a way. We need site coordinators. We need state coordinators. We need cooks. We need people that can help us with the accommodations for campsites. You name it, we'll take whatever help we can get.
Okay. Gina, make sure you send me a copy of that, okay? And I'll see what I can do with Alabama and Georgia in the area where I am, okay?
Yes. Audrey, I just want to say one more thing, is that to remind everyone that this is a spiritual walk. We're going to have medicine people with us on that walk leading us, and that this is a walk that is going to be alcohol and drug-free for everybody, to know that. It's also going to be, we're trying to eat healthy, and we're going to try to promote healthy food on that same thing. But I just want to remind everybody that this is a walk for everybody, for human rights. Human rights don't just affect Leonard Peltier. They affect the four colors of people, and we want, we want to show a big support for doing something about the violations that are happening to our people. I mean, it's happening all over, and we need to stand up and take responsibility and put our government back in check.
Wow, Dorothy, what a powerful statement. You're absolutely right. Give the voice and the energy back to the people, and have government respond to the needs of the people rather than, being that hammer coming down on people, and especially people of color, our Native brothers and sisters, Latinos, African Americans, and so forth. If you look in the prisons, justice is starting to sound like just us. So we want to really, really say, this is a walk for human rights. The 13 Moon Walk for Peace, the Trail of Dreams, and the Spirit of Truth Foundation are 100% with you, and anything you need, you just let us know, and I'll be calling in and checking in, or Gina will be getting on me.
Thank you.
Okay, well, Gina, get that letter to me so that I can see what we can get going down in Alabama. You got a lot of Cherokee and Muskogee Creek down that way that I'm sure would be very interested in participating And we'll get the word out and get it out to as broad a community as we can to make sure that when you come through Alabama and Georgia, you got all the support you need and more.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, well, thanks. And, you know, anytime, you know, just let me know and we'll get you back on the air so we can, you know, maybe we'll keep this on a on kind of a regular basis leading up to the walk because we want to get as much momentum going as we can. So thank you so much. Love you both and have a great day. If Leonard calls you back, Dorothy, tell him we're keeping his spirit alive right in front of us as he is an inspiration to so many.
I will let him know. And thank you so much and say hello to Mama Natalie for me.
I sure will. You're listening to Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio with an update from Leonard Peltier and his defense efforts. We're going to be continuing to bring you information as we are gearing up now. You've heard it from Dorothy and Gina that the walk is on. The walk to free Leonard Peltier is a human rights walk. It will begin on December 18th, go through May, ending in Washington, D.C. with a big powwow. Lots of medicine people are going to be on this walk. And so we want to encourage people, if you're interested in joining the walk, to go to, we'll post information for you where to go and how to make connections to do that. So thank you so much, Dorothy and Gina, and we look forward to a next update in a couple of weeks about what's happening. We want you to stay tuned. Yes, Dorothy?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if you were trying to say something. All right. Okay, well, Makua, what I would like to do at this point is we're here in Virginia Beach, as I said when we open the show. You know, we're preparing for a peace pole planting this afternoon here at the Edgar Cayce Center, the ARE Center here on Virginia Beach. We'll be doing that at 4 o'clock. And then this evening, the 13 Moonwalk for Peace team will be doing a workshop there in the mini theater entitled Peaceful Convergence. And then on Saturday, we're going to be doing a healing water ceremony at the ocean, bringing the four directions together, each direction bringing its ceremony and healing for the waters here at the ocean to send a message throughout the waters for love and compassion and peace and righteousness and justice for all, and letting Mother Earth know how much we love and appreciate her. It's going to be a beautiful event, and we're going to be doing that in collaboration with the International Playing for Change Day. And Makua Ray is going to tell us all about what is the Playing for Change Day, Makua. Okay, I think
so. Audrey, I'm here.
Yes.
Hey, there
okay.
We go. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. It's just beautiful here. I can't say how beautiful. It's just like a fall sunny day here on the beach. It's absolutely beautiful.
Indeed, indeed. And so, yes, we're excited about the collaboration with 13 Moonwalk for Peace, the important work you've been doing all over the nation, all over the world, in fact, as well as Playing for Change Day, another international movement that is really designed to help preserve oral traditions and musical traditions of people all over the world through music and the presence and power that music has to inform, educate, and unify us as a human family. So it's really wonderful that we can do this amazing collaboration with 13 Moonwalk for Peace and Playing for Change. So the event, as you stated, is going to include the ceremonies, the healing water ceremonies, which are very important, and to infuse that kind of energy with over 200 events happening around the world in the name of Playing for Change Day, I think is a really remarkable effort. And so I'm just really excited to encourage people to go to playingforchangeday.org, where they can actually discover what events are happening nearer to them. Because as I said, there's over 200 events happening worldwide, quite a number of them in the United States, some in the Midwest, on the West Coast, up north, Northwest, as you all are doing in Virginia Beach, some in New York and down in Georgia. And in fact, we're also doing something very special here in Washington, D.C. Two events here this weekend, one on the 17th, which is tomorrow, at a place called Bloom Bars, which is in the district, and 3222 11th Street Northwest is the address. So this is a coming together of a variety of community creative artists: Ayanna Gregory, Baba Ras D, whom we all know and love. We also have a band called the Cornell West Theory, our brother Jabari, some amazing talent coming together in the spirit of raising awareness and raising money to help fund music schools and make sure that we get music into the lives of children. Also, sitting in the studio with me right now, I have another good friend of ours, whom you know and probably haven't heard in a while, but Brother Hawa with One Common Unity.
Hawa, how are you? Welcome.
I'm feeling great. How are you, Mama Audrey?
I'm doing great, honey. I've been hearing about all the great work that you're doing, your recent publication. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been an effort of joy and labor of love.
Absolutely. So, yeah, Hawa, why don't you talk a little bit, in fact, since you're here, talk about the event that we have on Sunday night that's in support of the Playing for Change organization. Although it's the day after Playing for Change Day,
mm-hmm.
I think it's the perfect way to continue the momentum and make sure it's something that can happen every day and something we can continue to magnify.
For sure. Well, inspired, inspired by the Movement Open Mic Series that took place here in D.C. It was one of the longest running open mics in in the East Coast for 12 years now. Makua,
10 years.
10 years that it took
yeah.
place. We carried on that tradition with the Voices of a Movement series, and it's a monthly event that we produce on the third Sunday of every month here in Washington, D.C., and every month we have a different theme that we unpack and that we dissect and that we reflect upon through our poetry, through our art, through our music, and through our dynamic speakers. And it just happened to be that it's the day after Playing for Change Day is the day of our monthly event called Voices of a Movement. And so we decided to do it in collaboration with Playing for Change, which we're so excited about this partnership, and clearly working together and cooperation is essential for the continued growth of our movements towards a world of greater sustainability and peace. So, you know, finding Playing for Change as a great partner in producing this event is going to be a dynamic evening. It's going to be at Busboys and Poets, the 5th and K location in Washington, D.C., from 8 to 10:30 p.m. We've got Bomani Arma as one of our featured artists, presenters, and we also have Gabe, also known as Asha Roo, who represents Guerrilla Arts, Inc.,
who you met the other day. He's also the principal at Blue High School, where the other principal of their special education, the Academy of Arts at Blue, and we did the peace poll there.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the theme for this Sunday is actually peace education, which is the focus of One Common Unity. You know, we've been doing arts-based peace education for 10 years now, delivering dynamic music therapy programs, conflict resolution programs, social justice programs for youth and families. And so this is just a continuation of that legacy and working on really inspiring people to value social emotional learning for the development of the whole child. Because clearly we're more than just a number, we're more than just a percentage on a Scantron sheet. And we need to really find a way to engage the vitality and the creativity of every young person that's growing up today. And so that's one of our missions as an organization. We'll be having that theme addressed this Sunday during the Playing for Change and One Common Unity Voices of a Movement event.
Fantastic. So I feel that the arts are critical, and Makua and all of you who know me, I'm just really reiterating and supporting you guys in the work that you do. You know, art is one of the few areas, I believe, in our culture where truth can be revealed. And often in the revealing of that truth, it's revealed in a way that people can connect wherever they are with it. So I always encourage the arts, one, to help people tap into their own truths, but then also to give expression, whether it's through visual arts, music, whatever it may be, you know. And so I think that one of the unfortunate consequences of the budget cuts and the cutting of funding in our school system, which, you know, to me, if America loses its public school system, we lose a lot. But one of the things that I think has really, really taken a toll on our young people is the loss of our music education programs. And so I just want to go on record that here on Peace Talk, you know, we want to say we've got to get our music, our arts back into the school system, because that's what can uplift the spirit of a person on any level and connect them to something that's greater than themselves, you know?
Absolutely. And Audrey, as you all just recently did, in fact, spent the day at Harambe, as we talked about last week, with Baba Rusty. There's a living example of the power of that. And Baba Rusty himself would tell you that that was born out of the Rebel Youth Shine workshops with the integrative arts and conflict resolution learning that we were doing with DC Youth here about 10 years ago, early on in the days of OCU. So it's really been very heartening for me to discover a group like Playing for Change out here, really putting the money where it needs to go to really create that sort of an outcome.
Yeah, and let's talk about, you know, I wanted to just make sure it didn't get lost in all of our conversations, because we're also excited about Playing for Change Day. But the monies that are raised, and the Spirit of Truth Foundation will be making a donation to the Playing for Change organization. But these resources are used to bring the music into setting up music schools and enhancing music programs, not only in this country but around the world. And so, you know, it's just a great cause all the way around. We're going to come out on the beach. We're going to be on the beach, Makua.
Wow.
Look to the Atlantic Ocean with banners and flags waving, drummers drumming, and dancers dancing.
Wow.
Truly, truly engaging in a healing water ceremony. And I forgot to mention, Makua and Hawa and all those that are listening, you know, one of the things that we do on this walk is we're very concerned about the water. And so we started collecting water. Everywhere we go, we'll go to a river or a lake or the ocean and collect just a few drops of the water. And we've done a lot of praying with this water. And then we've been adding that to the water from around the world that has been gifted to us or that we have. And we've created what we call a super conscious water. And we call this water Peaceful Convergence. And, you know, we just give it out. We have it in Indigo bottle, 1 ounce bottles, and we make it available to everyone. So if you're doing a healing water ceremony, you just put a few drops in whatever body of water you're at, take a few drops from that water, add it back in, and continue the prayers that have gone into it. Because one of the things the 13 grandmothers said to us is, water hears our prayers and takes that message all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to tomorrow engaging in our healing water ceremony here on the Atlantic Ocean in Virginia Beach as we collaborate with the Playing for Change Day that's happening all over the world. And what a great, great thing to be connected with all of these activities and with right there in D.C. on Saturday and Sunday. So thanks so much, Makua and Hawa. We got to get you on the show to talk about your book.
Yeah, anytime. Just let me know. I'd be honored to come back. It's just such a blessing to hear your voice and to just know that you're out there continuing to do the great works that you've been doing for so many years. You're such an inspiration to so many of us. So can't thank you enough.
Thank you all. Do me proud. So we're going to have, let's look in October. I'll ask McCour and I to try to figure out how we can coordinate with you and get you back on in October on our show, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. We're going to take a pause here, and I want to thank our guests so far, Dorothy and Gina. Thank you so much for keeping us updated about Leonard, Makua, and Hawa for talking about the Playing for Change Day and all the exciting work that's happening up there in the Washington area. You mentioned Harambe, and I just want to give a shout-out to Razdi and Jabari and all the young people and administrators there at Ballou High School in Washington, D.C., as we segue for a moment with a song, and we'll be back to talk about Peaceful Convergence with the 13 Moon Walk for Peace team.
The dynamic of harmonizing good. Allow it to flow through your soul, because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you, because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets, while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony and peace.
The only reason some still be packing heat
is because their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. Yet something happened, man. We stopped believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now and play our part. It's all like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe. Say, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony, one world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'ma be the change, it's all in me. Hurricanes, tsunamis, wars and famine. Between religions, misunderstandings. Many different people with the same passions, just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction and see we receiving exactly what we asking. Am I focused on lack and limitations, fear and separation, and I'm open to a new conversation? I'm talking about the love vibration, and everybody unification. A change is moving across the nation. Yeah, we choose courage and real communication. It's cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality. Yo, this is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful. Killing all the life on earth to take up space for what? Yeah, we all want the same thing, but more stuff, happiness that won't bring. Yeah, we all know that we get what we giving. Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony, one world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'ma be the change, it's all in me. If you don't like what you see,
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio with your host, Audrey Scott Williams. On the switchboard today, producing the show, we have our brother, Makua Ray. Thanks, Makua, for all that you do and hanging out here on the lines with us. I wanted to mention something, and I forgot to do this while Dorothy was online, but we got something happening on the in the background noise, so if you're online, just be careful. I wanted to just say that when Dorothy was online, that Leonard Peltier has given the walk one of the greatest gifts that we've received on this journey, and that's hard to say because we are just held in so much love. Every community we go through, and so we really honor everyone who supports us. But Leonard, Dorothy took a picture of Mama Natalie when she went to see Leonard and told him the story of something that transpired between her and my mom, Mama Natalie, with Leonard's picture on that was on her T-shirt. Leonard painted a picture of Mama Natalie, a portrait, with the long walkers on the bottom and Mom sitting in her chair. And when I saw it, I almost literally dropped the phone. I mean, it was just one of the most amazing. I had no idea. Wow. I mean, it goes beyond just the visuals. It just really reaches out and grabs you right by the heart. We're going to be making that print available on through our walk, through our store, storefront, wherever we go. In addition to prints of Leonard's work, Leonard is an incredible artist. And so we now have, thanks to Dorothy and the movement to free Leonard Peltier, we have these prints available. We'll be carrying them around with us on the remainder of this walk and displaying them in different cities. But I'm telling you the truth. You want to support Leonard's defense, buy one of these prints, the most incredible artwork. One of the ones that I love is when the warriors are in a herd of buffalo, and instead of being on horseback, they're on motorcycles, and it's all this energy in this photograph. So I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that, and if you want to know more about that, you can contact me at 404-374-1162. Maybe, McCoy, we can get that in the chat room if you're interested in how you can acquire one of these prints. The funds, 100% of the funds, are going towards the support of Leonard Peltier's defense. It takes a lot of money to go up against the system in a case like this, so you know every little bit helps. But just wanted to get that. And also on the number 13, Moonwalk, the number 4, peace.com, 13, moonwalkforpeace.com storefront site, we're going to have these posted up there very soon. So I just wanted to take a moment, since we're talking about art, I wanted to make sure we included some of the art that's coming out of some of the incredible warriors that are behind bars unjustly in our system. Leonard Peltier, 36 years, folks, 36 years. It's time for us to stand up for freedom and justice by encouraging our government to free Leonard Peltier. So I wanted to make sure I did not forget to mention that. Now, moving forward on our show, I get the pleasure of having our team, the 13 Moonwalk for Peace team members, on the show, David, Mary, and Karen.
And we're here.
All right. We're going to talk about peaceful convergence, and I want to take a moment and just I'm going to spin the wheel and see whose name it ends up on. Karen, you've been walking with the various walks, the Trail of Dreams, Ancestral Journeys here in America and in Africa, and then the Trail of Dreams World Peace Walk across six continents, and now on the 13 Moon Walk for Peace. Why are you continuing to walk? What is it that touches your heart and soul and makes you want to be a part of all these incredible journeys that we've been on?
Well, Audrey, I'm glad you asked me that question. One of the things that always comes to my mind is that everywhere that I've been on this walk, I've always met people that are truly kind and loving, and their hearts are always open to receive things that we come to bring forward. But most of all, they say they're so interested in the things that we're doing. They say a lot of times that, oh, I wish that we could walk with you because I so believe in what you're doing. So I continue to walk for all of the people out here that really believe in what we're doing, believe in peace, because in my heart, that's all there is. I believe with all my heart that there can be peace on this earth with all people of all nationalities, colors, races, religions. And this is something that I found going all around the world, that people of all different religions and races and different people all want the same thing. They want to have beautiful homes and nice, loving people around them and peaceful conditions to live in where their children are safe. So I walk for all of us. I walk for myself and for humanity because I believe so much in humanity that we can make a change.
All right. Well, that sounds very compelling to me. I'm inspired. Let's spin the wheel. David, I think you're next.
All right.
You joined the 13 Moonwalk for Peace, a call that kind of entered your heart, you and Mary, and I'm sure the walk has taken you down many, many paths that were not only unseeable, but perhaps even unknowable at that moment of entry into the walk. What keeps you going?
Well, you're absolutely right. I felt that I was to be a part of this walk, but I didn't know why. And, you know, the many reasons have unfolded and many knowings have come on the walk. So that is what keeps me going, because the blessings, the grace, the being a story keeper of this, of the stories that we come across of people and places that that don't get their story told. And so we become the keepers of those stories and keep them alive and tell others so that, you know, that can be a part of the unfoldment of us all rising up to a higher level where everyone can have the things that Karen was speaking of. And so that's what keeps me going. And also the continued feedback from the universe that we're doing the right thing, that we are making a difference. And that this is, you know, part of our collective destiny, you know, to for us to do this and for others to do exactly what they're meant to do. So those are that's what keeps me going, and it's been an incredible joy, even in the midst of the difficulties.
I know that's right. Mary, you're next. And
hi, Audrey.
Hi, honey. And I think I want to ask you the same thing. What keeps you going on a walk like this that I'm sure has tried every ounce of all that we have, kind of churned us up? It's like being on spin cycle in a washing machine, I suppose, and then instead of somewhat stopping when you open the door, it keeps spinning, the door opens and parts of you fall out. So is that a description?
Yeah, well, there's lots of blessings and lots of challenges. It's the best of times, the worst of times, and we're all in this together. I think everyone can relate to this. Whatever their walk is, wherever they are in their lifetime now, I think we can all say, you know, it's not business as usual, and we're going through lots of changes. Well, I think what I can say is it keeps me going, and I hope to inspire others in the same way, is just to keep following your heart and to know that this is a time of change that we've all been waiting for, and it's been prophesied, and we're all here with a part to play. And as we follow our hearts, we'll be at the right place at the right time, and just trust with all our hearts that we are here to bring about a positive change, that we are here to bring in that peace that we all have been praying for all of our lives. So now is the time. What keeps me going is just the joy and the trust of and the gratitude for knowing that this is the time of great change on our planet, and that even though we don't necessarily know what it's going to look like or what our role will be, we can trust it. And just show up, as you say, Audrey, and let the spirit lead the way.
Absolutely. You know, I want to clarify for our listening audience, when I was talking about it, often being on any kind of intensive journey, prolonged journey, you know, sometimes you feel like you're in the spin cycle and parts of you are flying out of the machine, and you don't even have time to grab them anymore. And I say that in the sense of an initiation, that when you commit yourself to whether it's a walk on this trail or on the 13 Moon Walk for Peace, or whether it's a walk through your life, as Mary mentioned, you're going to go through periods. But the beauty is, the more you go through periods where you feel like you're coming undone and learn to trust in the midst of that, the greater opportunities you have to go higher and higher.
in terms of what you will be able to grasp in terms of your own spiritual unfoldment. And we certainly, you know, some people call it miracle territory. Well, after a while, you know, you kind of begin to think, well, wait a minute, there really are no miracles. This is the way it is. This is how it can be when I trust enough and love enough and surrender enough to allow God to use me as a vessel. God, by whatever name, because, you know, with everything that we do, we're inclusive of all religions and all forms of spirituality. But the Creator has a way of, when we open our heart, the Creator comes in, and there is nothing that is impossible. And that certainly is what we find. And as we move forward, we carry that energy, and people connect with that. And so it's such an humbling experience to be on this walk. But this weekend, in fact, starting tonight, well, this afternoon we're going to be planning a peace pole, but this weekend we're going to be doing a peaceful convergence workshop tonight at 7 here at the Edgar Cayce Center in the mini auditorium at the ARE Center here in Virginia Beach. What does convergence mean? I know we've got four of us. We're all putting our pieces into this convergence. But what does that really mean? What do you think that really is saying to people? Let me go back to you, Mary, on that one.
Well, there is an old saying that everything that ascends converges. So science, spirituality, all the technologies, all the ologies, all the thinking and all the feeling is all coming to a point of experience where we will recognize our commonality, our unity, our oneness. And in that experience, everything will change. We will change the way we view ourselves and the world that we live in. And so that is that convergence, a peaceful convergence that I feel we all are coming to. And I just like to say it's so appropriate because this is Peace Week 2011, beginning yesterday on the 15th, going through the 21st, which is International Day of Peace. So it's a very ceremonial time to be celebrating peace all over the world.
Absolutely. And let's run quickly through each person's topic so that we also have another conversation to be had online with Minister Mahatra from the Atma Temple. And so we're going to be doing that shortly. But Karen, what is your topic?
My topic, Audrey, is it's time to let go. And in that, it's looking at all the things that we have in our lives that keep us holding back from going forward into the times that we're in right now to move into this new shift that's taking place. And it helps, this part of the workshop helps people to look at those things, evaluate those things, and know that something can be done about it so that we can make that peaceful convergence.
All right. David, your topic.
Yeah, I'm covering the idea of upside-down perception. And as Mary said, all things are converging, which means that, you know, the way we've been looking at things for thousands of years is all changing. And so our perceptions of things have really been upside down to where they're going to be and where they, it is best that they be identified with. So I cover how that upside down perception has been something we've been living with, looking at it from different angles, and how we can right our perception to live in right-mindedness from seeing the way things are actually working, and that's basically kind of what I go over. And
all right, great. And Mary, your topic?
Go ahead.
Oh, and my topic is wholehearted peace. It's about living in your heart, following your heart, listening to your heart, and being the wholeness that we really know to be the truth of our being, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, to just be that love, be that trust, and to experience this new paradigm every moment by living into that. So it's wholehearted peace, and it brings us right back to our center and responsibility for being peace within first, and then allowing that change to come through us into the world.
All right, so we're talking about Peaceful Conversions, the workshop tonight in the mini auditorium at ARE here in Virginia Beach. If you have family and friends in the Virginia Beach area, please encourage them to come out tonight. There is not a cost, except we are asking for love offerings or donations as you're so inspired. So join us tonight, 7 o'clock, here at the Edgar Cayce Institute. You can also, if you want to be there at 4 o'clock, we're going to be planting a peace pole in the labyrinth there. And then tomorrow we'll be heading across the water, across the highway to the beach to do a healing water ceremony. And I have Mahatra, Minister Mahatra, on the line. Mahatra, you want to talk about the role that you'll be playing in connection with the healing water ceremony? And welcome to Peace Talks.
Hey, Peace, Halito, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
Good. I'm really, really excited to have an opportunity to do the ceremony with you guys. When we were growing up, we had a very open, interesting type of childhood because we were raised Muslim, and we were raised in the traditional native practices, and we were also raised through the Yoruba practices. So giving thanks for being near the ocean with Yemoja is something that's very close to me, so I'm really excited to have an opportunity to sing her praise right after this beautiful, gorgeous full moon. And I have my babies already, and they've been practicing singing the song, so we're really excited to be there tomorrow.
Well, we're excited to have you and the babies with us because, you know, Yemenya loves the children.
Yeah.
And so do we. So it's going to be really exciting to be able to really, really give of ourselves to the ocean and the energy of the mother of the waters. And, you know, you have been with us on this journey periodically, I guess ever since even the World Walk, the spirit of dance and wisdom. And you know how grateful I am for that. And how proud I am of the work that you're doing now. Do you want to talk a little bit about the work that you're doing?
Well, thank you so much. That's such an honor. At the beginning of the year, I had actually taken a vow of peace. And at the time when I was, you know, talking to spirit, and they're like, are you sure you want to do this? You sure you want to do this? I'm like, of course. How hard could it be to be peaceful? I didn't quite really recognize what I was taking on, but it's been such a beautiful growing experience and process, and it definitely keeps me very, very humble. We have started a temple. It's called the Temple of Atma, and Atma is Sanskrit for universal law, the balance of the universe. And through the temple, we offer classes and workshops and lectures just to open, and ceremonies actually, and ceremonies as well, to assist people with opening up their mind and to bring, you know, the sleeping part, the subconscious, up to the front so that they can once again remember themselves and their destinies and their journey. So this is just so much fun putting this up. And the website that you could go to find more information is www.templeofatma.com. Just to find, you know, more information about what we do here at the Temple of Atma.
Absolutely. Well, let's make sure we get that in the chat room as well, and we'll get that out there into the to the ethers, the internet realm, the world where anybody can be in touch, you know, in touch,
right,
the right information. So we'll be going to make sure that we pass that information along.
Is there anything you would like to say as we're coming to the end of our time together here on Peace Talk? Is there anything that you would like to share, you know, from your heart with our listening audience?
Yeah, I would definitely love to just, I guess, one of the things that my biggest experience and lesson that I've learned over just the last few years is that you can't control other people or what they're going to do, but you can control your response to it and how you're going to internalize it, what happens within you. And I find myself remembering that, you know, having to refresh myself on that a lot as, you know, I'm doing this journey, that, you know, I can't control how other people are going to respond or act or do or be, but I can control how I respond to them.
Yeah, that's very important, Mahatma. I remember when I started my journey, and the grandmothers who are my guides and who were the ones who initiated the Diary of Now Time prophecies, and one of the early readings in that, they said, you know, live your truth and not someone else's idea of your truth. And right. So that's a profound statement. And then it also says allow other people to do the same thing. And we can't continue growth because as we do, then we don't, you know, when we're trying to control things for other people, we don't allow them to go through the things they need to go through to learn as well. So it works both ways, but that's a very, very fundamental concept for us all. And as you say, it you know, being on a path of peace, I kind of chuckled when you said you called that forward and how difficult could it be, you know, if you're going to be peaceful, you've got to, I mean, you know, be an example of peace. You have to go through the process of being at peace, and it takes a lot. And often the initiation onto that path can be quite strong. But I want to thank you for being on the show today, and we're going to do this again, to find out more about what's happening with the work that you're doing. We're so honored that you're going to be with us tomorrow, and we're all excited and looking forward to welcoming you to Virginia Beach. So safe travels. Hug and a kiss for me, okay?
All right, I will. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right, honey. Love you much. Okay.
I love you too.
All right, honey. You've been listening to Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio, and this hour has gone by really, really fast. I don't know about you, Makua, but I feel like, wow, we just started, and here it's over, and we've had lots of great conversations. So why don't we take people out on the rainbow. I think that's a very good suggestion, and we look forward to being with you every Friday at 12 o'clock. We'll have some exciting news for you next week or the week after about some really interesting things that are happening with Now Time. And remember, you know, anything you want is within you. If it wasn't, you wouldn't have the idea for it in the first place. Peace. Till next week.
What do you want to say today? What do you want to know? Time started slipping away. Hey, when we started getting old, the rainbow never lost its true meaning. Go, children, arrive. Prophecy to be born. Do you recognize the signs? They're all around you. Time to shine that light and break out from the norm. The universe is calling you to raise your daughters and sons. Universe is calling you. There's some healing work to be done. The universe is calling you. Build a legacy of love. The universe is calling you. When you gonna pick it up? love is so much more than that 9 to 5. It's so much more than the zeros and ones. We're living out of tune and rarely feel truly alive. When's the last time you walked barefoot on earth with open arms and breath the sun? There's a miracle in your eyes, it's reflected in the sky. See, we are the rainbow children sent here to unify. You may not see it yet, oh no, but it's coming, oh yeah. I sing these songs to prophesy. The universe is calling you to raise your daughters and sons. The universe is calling you. There's some healing work to be done. The universe is calling you. Build a legacy of love. The universe is calling you.